Dr. Robert Redfield, the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, visited one of two federally funded HIV clinics in Oklahoma last week. It's part of a new federal initiative to stop the spread of HIV in the U.S. within 10 years. Oklahoma is being targeted because it has some of the highest rural HIV rates in the country. State Impact's Jackie Fortier spoke to Redfield about the plan and the HIV prevention strategies we could soon see in Oklahoma.
Dr. Redfield, what is the overall goal of the HIV plan?
So eventually, and I do believe eventually, in the next 5 to 7 years, our goal is to reduce infections by 75% in 5 years across the country and to reduce by 90% in 10 years.
What's the biggest challenge to reducing the HIV rate in Oklahoma?
I think the biggest challenge, I mean, there's several real challenges, but the biggest challenge is stigma. And the whole term, you know, you're a drug addict. It's so stigmatizing. So I think stigma is number one. Number two is the reality is that we have to reinvigorate the healthcare workforce that wants to help bring this epidemic to an end. We're talking about potentially diagnosing now another 250, 350, 400,000 people that weren't diagnosed. We're going to bring them out of the background, get them diagnosed, get them into clinics, get them into care. That's a huge influx, and we need to make sure we have healthcare professionals that see and treasure the opportunity to be part of this initiative and serve people.
Testing and treating those thousands of newly diagnosed people with HIV is going to cost a lot of money. How much is the budget for this initiative in the first year?
So right now, the request in the president's budget for 2020 for this initiative is $291 million. So this is the money we needed in year one to get this thing launched. We anticipate and have shared internally, obviously, a budget for the first 5 years. That includes substantial more resources. You can see that if we were going to bring new people into the system, it's obviously going to cost more resources.
You can't really talk about HIV without talking about injectable drug use. Will this plan tackle both?
The epidemic of our time is clearly the drug use epidemic, particularly the opioid epidemic with the synthetic opioids, fentanyl. And it's clearly impacting the AIDS epidemic. And it really does have the potential to reverse the progress that we've made in HIV.
Dr. Redfield, you've been a very vocal proponent for needle exchanges, and those are also called safe syringe programs. That's where people who inject drugs can get sterile needles and syringes in their communities. Do you think states like Oklahoma should incorporate needle exchanges in their approach to ending HIV transmissions?
When you look at needle exchange programs, they obviously have had an impact on acquisition of HIV and hepatitis C. What I didn't understand is they also impacted whether people went into treatment for substance abuse. And now that I've seen that data also, I think it's very compelling.
PrEP is the daily drug that has really revolutionized HIV care. It can help prevent HIV infection for high-risk people, but it's really hard for people in rural areas to get access to it. Now, will expanding PrEP be part of this plan?
We're going to try to provide the evidence so people can see the scientific evidence and strongly suggest that on the preventing HIV infection side, that it's a comprehensive strategy that includes PrEP and delivered in a way that people can actually get access to it. It includes sex education and the ability to bury protection, and it includes the availability of safe syringe programs. But again, each community will have to decide that for themselves. And I think those that have not embraced them may see some communities starting to make progress, and then that data will be shared and they can reassess whether they want to include them. Because the end game here is to halt new HIV infections.
You've said that Oklahoma can be a leader in ending HIV transmissions. What do you mean?
How does a rural state take on the AIDS epidemic, particularly in an area trying to figure out how to deal with stigma? You know, in the American Indian population, when you're in small, closed communities, people are still uncomfortable, you know, with people getting to know maybe they'd be HIV infection. Setting an example how the community can come around and embrace the young men and women who are living with HIV infection so they're not uncomfortable. So I'm going to come back to stigma being, when you ask me about challenges, stigma is the number one issue that we got to fight.
Dr. Robert Redfield is the director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. He was talking about the multi-million dollar federal plan to stop the spread of HIV in 7 states, including Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Jackie Fortier.